Good morning. Good to see you all here, and happy Palm Sunday to each and every one of you. I've got a prayer request here this morning for Linda Williamson, healing prayers for Linda. That's the only prayer request I got. I do have a joy myself. I have two grandchildren. One graduated from the School of Design in Savannah, Georgia, and the other one from the U of M. And they've both landed their first real jobs in Philadelphia, believe it or not. So that's a joy. We have some announcements here this morning. Remember to sign up for the Easter flowers by Tuesday at 3:30. There is a sign-up sheet in the back, so anybody that's interested in Easter flowers, please sign that. We've got announcements here this morning. On the back of your bulletin, on upcoming meetings, you can all read that for yourself. But our Holy Week schedule, Monday, Tuesday is April 1st at Sandusky Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. Good Friday service is April 2nd at 1 o'clock at Sandusky United Methodist Church. Easter Sunday sunrise is April 4th, 7:30 a.m. right here at United Methodist Church. And then we have two Easter services, one at 8:30 at Deckerville, and one at 11 o'clock right here. So we are hoping to see you folks at some of those celebrations. We also have some birthdays this morning. We have Barb Hill, Barb Clark, Aiden Riley, Cheyenne Johnson, and Carol Watson. And we have two anniversaries, Zach and Abby Bowerman, Levi and Stephanie Wilkinson. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. I want to welcome everyone here and everyone out in Radio Land to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I'm Ivan Henderson, worship leader for this morning. Our praise songs this morning are King of Kings and He is Exalted.
Exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him.
Our call to worship this morning, please respond on the bold print. And the disciples began to rejoice and praise God, saying,
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that is coming.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the light and life of every soul and our only source of hope. Grant that in this time of worship, we may experience your transforming power, preparing us for the ministry of this day. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Our next hymn will be Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Next, the song, Kevin. Thank you. You may be seated. So I don't see any children here, but we're all children of God. So who wants to help me out with a message this morning? Anybody daring to come up front? Have a bag. No one's willing. You're gonna miss out. All right, Linda. All right, Ivan. Thank you. All right. You get the gift of the day. Here's this. Here's this. All right. Anybody want noise? All right. Here's anybody else? I got noise. What do you call these? All right. I got a whole... All right. Oh, boy, now I'm getting it. Yep, pass them down. There you go. All right. The noisemakers. Okay. So we have hand clappers. And we have the noise blower makers, whatever. Oop, didn't make much noise, did they? Oh, but they blew. If you're not seeing this on the radio, this is great. They're blowing them, but no noise. Anybody else want one of these? All right, so if we have a party and we're doing a celebration, what do we have usually at a party? What do we have? We have noise party thing, you know, you get all those goodies that you get when you go to a party, right? Is today not a party, a celebration? Very good. I love it. It did make a noise. Yay. So, boys and girls, if you can find any noisemakers at home, I want you to do me a favor. Every time I say, Hosanna in the highest, I want you to make noise. It's It's even better than the noisemaker, isn't it? I love it, John. Thanks. So if you have something at home, I really want you to follow me when I say, Hosanna in the highest. You know, you got to really teach the kids, right? I'm so glad you came up front. Thank you. Thank you. So, because today, Jesus comes into Jerusalem, and he comes in on a donkey. I was really hoping I could have had a donkey here this morning. Russ wouldn't have liked me. But wouldn't that have been fun, to have a donkey here? But we know Jesus came in on a donkey, and he rode in, and everybody was so excited, it was like a party. And they were saying, Hosanna in the highest! Gosh, you guys are good! And so I want you to think this week about the celebration of Jesus coming in as he was riding on the donkey, and they were going, blessed is he who is, and he is the Lord coming in. Hosanna in the highest! I hope I say that a lot in my sermon. So even when I'm preaching this morning, when I say Hosanna in the highest, it's a celebration, yes. So boys and girls, I hope that you remember this day that Jesus comes in. See the donkeys around the TV, on the screen. And that he goes through this Holy Week. And we can't just start with today with a celebration and come next Sunday on Easter and have a celebration. But boys and girls, we have to go through this week and understand that Jesus died on the cross for us. But he rose again, and that's what we can celebrate. Because Hosanna in the highest came riding in on his donkey. So, boys and girls, thank you for listening, and we're going to pray. Lord God, thank you. Thank you that you came into Jerusalem, that you didn't stay away because you knew what was coming, but that you were faithful and obedient to our God, knowing that even as we celebrated today, that the rest of the week, people would be angry. People would be saying, crucify. You would be beaten and stripped. So thank you for your life. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. So keep those. Those are yours to keep. Should have come up. Anybody else want this one? Going, going, gone.
I know we didn't do as good as the kids, but we tried our best. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed with anguish, and my years are groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak because of my enemies. I am the utter contempt of my neighbors, and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering, tear on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Ivan. Today, as we go to God in prayer, Let us remember those that are listed below on our bulletins, those that we named earlier before the service. And also, I wanted to add Tammy Johnson, who lost her brother-in-law this week, for comfort and peace for their family. And I know this is the beginning of spring break, and so all of those that may be traveling as well. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Oh, and we're praying for creative styles this week. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come before you, thanking you and celebrating what this day is, as it's Palm Sunday. That Jesus came into Jerusalem and he was greeted with joyful celebration. But as the week went on, people turned against him. Lord, we just pray that in our ministry, in our life, that we can be thankful and grateful for the joyful celebrations that we can have every day because Jesus Christ is in our life. But Lord, sometimes we fail. We fail as the people did then, and we hurt one another. We say things, we do things. We even may turn on you. So forgive us, Lord. Pick us up and renew us. Make us be like you, Lord. Help us and guide us and lead us, that we keep our eyes on you, that our focus doesn't sway one way or the other, that we don't follow Satan, but that we keep our eyes strictly on you and what you've done for us. And as we celebrate today and we mourn through this week, we pray, Lord, that you will be with each one that we've named and those unnamed in our hearts, to bring healing and forgiveness, to bring peace and comfort, to bring joy and a change of attitude, to be able to be your hands and feet to not only our church people, but to the community and out throughout the world. That we give from our hearts. And then we pray for others, especially those that have been in that tornado alley, that have lost so much. Lord, sometimes we think we lose something, but there's usually always somebody that's hurting more than we are. Give grace. Show us your love, that we too may show grace and love to others. And let us remember this Holy Week and what it means for our spirituality and our life and the hope, and for all that you have provided for us, let us give thanks. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn, You May Stand as Able, He Has Made Me Glad. It's on the screen. Please stand as able. Thank you. I'm going to have you remain standing for this gospel reading this morning. As Jesus' ministry in Jerusalem, from Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' And they answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. And those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. It's the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I love Palm Sunday. It is truly a celebration, isn't it? Yes, that's right. It is a celebration. And it reminds me of the time that I was in Israel, where we were shown when we were on top of Mount Olives, where the disciples were approaching and where they had to go to Bethany to get the colt. It was tied outside, one that had never been ridden. And why a donkey? Why a colt? Would Jesus want to ride into Jerusalem? Well, I don't know if you know, but in those days, and maybe even now, I don't know, I don't hear it now, but in those days, to ride in on a colt was to say you were coming in peace. So Jesus used that particular animal to show that there was peace from him and peace that he wanted. And people celebrated. And they said, "Blessed is he in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Because they were so glad that Jesus was coming and he was going to save them. He was coming into Jerusalem to show them that he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That he would be the one to bring them salvation. And so, yay, that celebration began, and they were waving their palm branches. Wave your palm branches. And it was a celebration. They would pull these palm branches off of the roadways, it said in the fields, but off the roadways, and we traveled down that path that was a little wider than the center pew here, but not a whole lot more. Enough where about four or five of us could walk and go from Mount Olives into Jerusalem, following the path that Jesus went. And so they would pull their branches off and they would wave them and they would throw their cloaks down because they were so happy that a king was now coming to save them. But in their minds and in their ways and their culture in that time, they thought they were getting a king who would save them from their enemies like a war. He would save them and they would have victory, a celebration. Because he was Hosanna in the highest. But what they didn't realize is he was coming to save them, but not against the wars that they thought, but against the wars of evil, of Satan. And they loved him because he was going to be their king. We went in through that opening that Jesus went in into the city of Jerusalem. But the celebration didn't last very long. I've shared with you before on Tuesday of Holy Week, Jesus went to the temple where they were selling the animals in the temple, probably in the temple courts. I'm not sure it would have actually been in like the sanctuary part, but at least they were at the temple selling their animals. And what did Jesus do? Do you remember? He got angry. He got angry because they were doing something against God's house. God's house should be a safe place. God's house should be a place of prayer. God's house should be a place where we come and we worship. And we celebrate. Because we love the Lord our God for all that he has done for us. And so we come and we praise his name and we worship him. But when he got angry for what they were doing wrong, they began to turn their backs on the man that they loved and celebrated on Sunday in a celebration. For he was Hosanna. Blessed is he who is the name of the Lord. Wow. It didn't take long for people to turn, did it? We're talking, this was Tuesday. Sunday, he was coming into Jerusalem. Tuesday, they were beginning to get angry at him. Because he wanted them to do what they were supposed to do and worship in the temple, not sell animals, not gain more money than they were supposed to get. Even his disciples didn't fully understand. And so he tried to tell them on that Thursday evening, Maundy Thursday as we call it today, was Passover then, where they would gather at their tables and come together for a meal. But on that meal, Jesus did something different. He took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you." And after the supper was over, he took the cup and he blessed it and gave thanks, and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins." Read one of my devotions this morning from Daily Guidepost, and it was all on forgiveness. That the lady who wrote the article this morning, the devotion, said during Lent she really worked on the word forgiveness. Because that's what this Holy Week is really about is that God took all our sins when he died on the cross. See, the disciples didn't understand, and they followed him all week, and they sat with him, and they had this wonderful meal together with him, and then they went out to the Garden of Gethsemane with him. Excuse me. And he said, I want you to pray and keep watch as I go and pray. And Jesus goes and he kneels at a rock. And he asks God, isn't there any other way? Can't this pain not come? And he uses the cup analogy. Can you pass this cup from me? But he knows that he has to go through it because that is his purpose on this earth. That God sent him to walk and teach, to come to this final week of his life, that he may die so that we, you and I, may live. The disciples, as humans they were, kept falling asleep. It's late at night. They've had this big meal. Have you ever felt that? Do you want to go take a nap? Think of Thanksgiving, right? We eat all this food, and we've sat around and talked, and then we're sleepy. The disciples were sleepy. They could not stay awake, even for Jesus. And then the next day, what we call Good Friday, Jesus is beaten and whipped. They put the crown of thorns on his head. Now, as we traveled down that route into Jerusalem, there were those trees there that had those crown, those thorns, and you can make them into a crown, and they were about this long of thorns, and I cannot imagine having that placed on my head because of the pain and agony it would cause. So they stripped, they beat him, they put these crowns of thorns on, then they nailed him to a cross and hung him high. A lot different from Sunday, a day of celebration. A day that they were praising God, praising Jesus. They were so happy that he had come. They were just so excited. Because he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna in the highest. But now, even his disciples were turning on him. Judas betrayed him. Peter denies him. And I wonder, on this Passion Week, because that's what it's called, Holy Week, Passion Week, what do we feel? What do we think? What would we have done? Would we have celebrated like everybody else? I believe we would have. Would we have turned our backs like most everybody else? What do you think? Do we do that today? Do we follow Jesus? And what we like about what Jesus is doing, we're going, woohoo! But what we don't like, we complain. We may even get angry. We may turn our back. So where are we today? What does our Holy Week look like to us? Are we going to be in that celebratory mood all week until we remember Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday? Are we going to turn our backs on Jesus and the ministry that he's done? Or will we follow Jesus no matter what anyone else says? I got to confess, sometimes I don't want to do that. Because that's really hard. But Jesus said, lift up your cross and follow me. Through the good and through the bad. So today, we come because it's a day of celebration. But again, I continue to say this over and over and over. We can't come today and celebrate, and come next Sunday and celebrate, without remembering what happens on Holy Week, Passion Week, especially on Thursday, but most importantly, on Friday. If we want to experience the whole spiritual journey, we must go through Good Friday with Jesus. Sometimes maybe even being hung out to dry. Being on our own cross in order to be faithful and obedient to Jesus. Where are you in your journey? Do you celebrate? Or are you ones that get angry? That complain? I don't like how ministry is being done. Because those people didn't like it. They thought Jesus would save them. How dare him? How dare Jesus want to leave them to salvation? To lead them to the greater good. So they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" Do we say that? Do we say, "Crucify! Crucify!" Now we have to wait for the rest of the story. Let's pray. God, we thank you for Jesus. Came riding in on a donkey, an ass, to be able to represent peace. Yet the whole week was nothing but peace. It was not peaceful at all. But it became hate and anger. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us when we do wrong. Forgive us when we sin against you. Forgive us. As we're as human as they were. And Lord, we pray that you will guide and lead and help us to give grace and love to one another and to worship you with all of ourself, all of our being, all of our soul. Thank you. for what you've done for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Reminder that even if you are not here, just please send in your offerings and your coins. You may drop them off at the church or mail them at any time. Today we celebrate what God has done for us, and now we give back to Him in that morning offering. Lord God, you gave us Jesus. We give you our offerings because of what you've done for us. That these offerings can be provided to help others, to do the ministry, to let others know about Jesus, to be able to celebrate with him and for him. And Lord, we ask that you just bless them, that they multiply to do your work. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Before we go to our closing song, just a reminder that there has been, I don't know if Linda, if you wanted to come up and say anything on the tornadoes, or you want me to just keep going? Okay. We will take up an offering probably next week so that you can be prepared for those that have lost so much. And it goes to UMCOR, but make it to the church. We will send it to those. Again, 100% of all UMCOR funds go directly to help those people. So if you would like to give, mark it next week in an offering envelope and put it in the offering plate. Now, let us sing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. As you go forth this week, take your palm, put it where you can see it. Remember the celebration and what we've done. Exactly. Go ahead. That we've done for Jesus and what he's done for us. And come to the Holy Week services that you can journey through what Jesus journeyed through. And I just pray that all of us, you and I, can forgive. For Jesus forgave all of those people who turned against him. In forgiving all of us as he died on that cross, may we be like him. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.